This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's gorgeous out right now. Bright blue, beautiful morning. It's 8:05 and it's Tuesday. Get her done. This part of the show is brought to you by your San Francisco Giants Clusterfest. This is the second year in a row for this. The Comedy and Musical Festival is back. We have your three-day tickets, June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at Civic Center Plaza and Bill Graham Civic Auditorium. It's presented by Comedy Central. It's legit. 10 o'clock this morning, we are going to be revealing the 2018 Clusterfest lineup, and then get ready to jump on buying your three-day tickets at clusterfest.com. They do go on sale today at 10 o'clock. I can't give you the lineup yet. I guess the official announcement is coming at 10 o'clock. We're going to be doing that.
I'll give it to them. Hand me the thing.
I don't even have it.
Oh.
I actually do know some of the people that are coming, though. It's going
to
be good.
You want me to do it?
No, we're going to do it at 10 o'clock.
All right.
Be here. We'll do it.
I'll give it to you
we'll
at 9:59.
All right. That's too bad. Sorry, everyone. I tried to get it for you. But
yes, he did.
Right now, before you even know the lineup, we have a pair of three-day tickets for Clusterfest for caller number 97. 800-400-3697. Call now. Get those tickets, and then 10 o'clock we'll reveal the whole lineup. Hey, Giants fans. All tickets to single games, special events, and mini packs are on sale now at sfgiants.com. Celebrating 60 years of Giants baseball. It doesn't get more SF.
What?
Doesn't get more SF. Giants baseball.
I think the Fan Fest was this past weekend.
It was. My cousin went to it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did they like it?
They did. They had a great time. Oh. I guess they're it's confusing. My cousin's girlfriend's son and his family live here, and they have her grandson, and the family loves, huge baseball fans, huge San Francisco fans, yeah. And they went and spent the day at AT&T Park.
Oh, that's cool.
These are the cousins from LA?
But her kid lives here in San Francisco with his wife and her grandchild.
This is confusing.
It is, I know.
I'm completely lost. Okay, well, I'm glad they had fun.
Yeah, it's a good time. Metallica.
I love Metallica so much. I know that people have the songs and the music that reminds them of great times in their life. I remember being in my Datsun B210, the orange piece of crap, listening to Master of Puppets on repeat, that cassette tape, it must have been. With my friends, driving to go surfing after school or sometimes during school, whatever. But this music reminds me of those times with my buddies so much. I love it. That's all. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't want to get
no,
in the
way.
I know
it.
How.
Just,
it's funny because I said one word and then.
I know you might. I know you might be hearing this and thinking, God, that's so noisy. But this, for me, has such great memories. It's so important to me. Go on.
I don't have to.
No,
I mean,
I'm done.
It's okay. So, Metallica.
Yeah.
James Hetfield, who is the front man.
Don't egg me.
I'm not. I'm just
You're egging
I'm
me
trying
on.
Not to get in your way. I mean, honestly, listen, plenty of times all of us have done it. You hear the one word you need and just go and enthuse it. God damn, I don't want to rain on that parade, you know? You do you, Vinny. Metallica. Okay. James Hetfield is the front man of Metallica.
Yeah.
And he is going to be trading in his guitar for a police badge. He just got a part in a movie.
Oh. All
this
right.
is actually going to be his first fictional character. It's in a part of a true story. He's going to be in Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil, and Vile, which is the Ted Bundy biopic.
Mm.
So this was actually announced yesterday.
Have you seen him act before?
He doesn't act.
Oh, he was in Millions. He was in an episode.
Well, Millions? That is contrary to what I'm reading here. How was he as an actor?
Not great.
What was Millions?
Billions, no,
Billions.
You mean.
Oh, Billions.
Yeah, Billions.
Oh, I didn't see him in Billions.
Oh, you didn't?
What did he do?
So the lead guy, the redheaded guy from Homeland, what's he, Damien something?
Yeah.
He has like a bunch of friends that he grew up with from high school, and he's a billionaire, and they're not rich, and he wanted to do something with his high school friends. So he arranged for them to be in the studio while Metallica's recording their next album.
Oh, so he was playing himself.
Oh, so he's, yeah, right.
Okay, yeah. So maybe that's why they left it off.
Right, wow.
I guess he has done animated voices before, apparently.
All right.
And obviously he was in his own movie, that, Some Kind of Monster.
Yeah, that wasn't good. That was a huge mistake.
They're actually saying he was famously featured in the 2004 Metallica documentary Some Kind of Monster, but this will be his first fictional, non-animated, on-screen role. He is going to be playing Officer Bob Hayward, a no-nonsense Utah Highway Patrol veteran who was the first officer to arrest Bundy in 1975.
All right.
After pulling him over, discovering burglary tools in his car, and wisely suspecting much more. Mm-hmm. So, let's see. Looks like Jim Parsons from, what's the brain
Big
show?
Big Bang Theory.
That's it. And Haley Joel Osment and John Malkovich are also in the cast. I mean, it's a legit movie, apparently. Yeah. They go on to list other people in the cast who I've never heard of. But they say, that's really all they say. Congratulations to James Hetfield. Maybe you'll wind up being just an incredible character actor. Or it'll just be a nice little cameo.
Right.
Elin Nordegren is in the news today.
That's Tiger Woods' ex-wife.
She beat the crap out of him again?
Mm. She's got a lead foot.
Mm. Oh.
I guess a few years ago, let's see.
So you're saying she's a good driver or what?
No, well, I don't know if she's a good driver or not, but she's clearly not good at obeying speed limits.
Well.
Last year, driving around Palm Beach, she was cited for driving 57 and a 35, and then so she did... That's easy to have happen.
That's unfortunate.
Is it really?
It is.
Almost 60 miles an hour on a side street?
I'm just saying sometimes, depending on the street, you might not even know that it's 35 because it could vary as...
This could easily be a 60-mile-an-hour zone.
55.
Wide lanes, you know?
Yeah.
Sure. And Palm Springs. I mean, come on. Or Palm Beach. Palm Beach is Florida.
That's Florida.
Yeah. Okay, so totally different than Palm Springs. Right. You know, Florida is actually kind of, if you've ever driven there, it is very much set up for older drivers, big wide lanes, everything super clearly marked, even the crosswalks, like huge amounts of lights go off when someone's crossing a street. Mm. You know, they just really, maybe she was just trying to get away from the old people. So anyway,
I guess my point is she's doing 50, what'd you say, 7? 57?
57 and
that's
a 35.
Not 115.
Well, and she wasn't even in this next story. She, on Super Bowl Sunday, that morning, she was clocked at 95 in a 65 zone. It's still on the highway.
That's pretty good.
I don't know what she's driving either. Oh, I'm sorry.
Fast.
I do know what she's driving.
A motorcycle.
A 2015 white Cadillac.
Oh, nice.
Of course she is.
I'd love to have a Cadillac.
Would you?
Yeah.
One of the older ones, like the classic looking ones?
Or a new one. I mean, I think that the old ones are classics, and my grandpa used to always have one, so it makes me think of him. But I see the new ones and think,
you
know,
the new ones are nice.
It would make my commute a lot more comfortable.
You'd be floating along.
Spending a lot of gas. But,
right.
But boy, would I be relaxed.
Traveling in style. Might be too comfortable. You don't want to fall asleep anyway.
I think the main thing for me on the commuter car problem deal is that I have to take it in all the time for oil changes.
Well, you're putting 130 miles a day on it, then.
So the trip is...
A day.
I don't know that I'd even have a Cadillac dealer near me to be able to take it in as often. So Toyota Santa Cruz takes good care of me.
Mm.
Ouch.
Oh. So she was booked at 95 and a 65 by an aircraft. Somebody saw her screwing down the highway and, you know, I've seen that before, like speed monitored from the air, but I've never believed it.
I always see the signs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I look up.
Yeah,
and go,
it's me. That's
anybody.
Hit the gas.
Right.
It's on.
So there's no one watching?
Let's get out of here.
So apparently some plane spotted her. Radioed to a ground unit, which enabled them to intercept her. Let's see. This time around, she's going to have to pay a $356 fine. She's got a court date set for March. Florida has a rule where both the air and ground officer who were involved in the traffic citation have to appear. So there's a chance that she can try and fight and hope that one of them skips the court date. Apparently, if they don't both show up, she can just walk. But, you know, she's hot. She's Tiger's ex-wife. They're probably going to go to that. Their wife is going to be like, get a selfie with her. So anyway, that's what Elon's Super Bowl Sunday went like. I meant to get to this yesterday, but I didn't. I know that there's deep concern for this particular story. I believe I reported last Friday that the Spice Girls are going to get together and tour again. Mm-hmm. Victoria Beckham says, no, we're not.
Oh, they didn't give her the money she wanted?
I don't know what happened, but it went from it's on to it is not on. Over the weekend, she said it's not happening. Posh Spice said, I'm not going on tour. The girls aren't going on tour. She admitted that the girls did recently reunite to discuss future plans. She said, there's something so strong in the message of what the Spice Girls stand for. What is that in the future? What does that look like? We're just bouncing ideas around, just brainstorming. Really? You five? She didn't elaborate, so it's not clear what the options are. So maybe there's a one-off show coming up or something. So very sad day for Spice Girls fans.
I'm surprised. Yeah, you'd think if there's any kind of demand for a Spice Girls tour that they would run right out and tour.
Well, I think that she's probably the problem. She is independently wealthy. Actually, Mel B has a gig, at least. Although I heard Queen Latifah was going to
be coming. Yeah, because they're giving... She's just a lot of trouble, they're saying.
Yeah.
Is it not American Idol?
It's like America's Got Talent?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Victoria is the one who is all set. I don't need those girls. Mm-hmm. But like Baby Spice, well, I don't know. You know,
well, she should still be set from their first go round, but you know, you never do know how people go through their money.
Once the money starts rolling in, people think, "Oh, this is how it's going to be now. This money's going to keep on rolling in, right?"
Wrong.
Oh,
although you know, while you should have put some stuff money away, absolutely. I also think if you've got millions coming in, you should definitely buy gold underwear or whatever thing it is that you want, you know.
You should treat yourself well.
For sure.
But buy things that you'll be able to sell later. The gold underwear might not be returnable.
No, that's not. Know. All right.
Although I suppose if you're Baby Spice and you have a pair of gold underwear that you've used, maybe there is a buyer out there for that. Maybe you get more than you paid.
Oh, yeah.
Black Panther is, our friend Rudy and Bryn are all going to go see that today. And then the review is Thursday when we peak for the week.
Thank you so much.
It's expected to be a huge opening weekend. It's currently projected to make about $165 million over the four-day President's Day weekend. That would be the biggest February opening ever. Deadpool holds that record currently for a February film over President's Day with $152 million. It would be one of the biggest openings ever for a superhero movie. The current leaders are... what is the highest opening weekend for a superhero movie?
Boy, that's tough. I'm going to say... I want to say Iron Man, but I don't want to say Iron Man.
I
want to
say
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Not in the top six.
I want to say Iron Man 2.
Iron Man 3 is the only one in the top six, and it made $174
million. What
number? Number 4. So this is not just February opens. These are whenever they open.
I want to say Spider-Man.
No, there is no.
Avengers.
Avengers was number one.
It was?
Number one. The Avengers.
I didn't look at anything.
He might have because he sees the stuff.
Hey, I'm looking at my post here. This is what I'm looking at. Mm-hmm.
The Avengers is the number one superhero opening with $207 million. Avengers Age of Ultron is number two with $191. Captain America Civil War is number three. Then Iron Man 3. Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice, made $166 million. Number five, biggest opening.
That was an F.
And The Dark Knight Rises is the number six.
Will there
six.
Be more Superman movies with that
yeah.
dude? With Cavill?
Yeah, I mean, he has the look. He's got the look. No, 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 no. But I don't.
No, 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 no.
You guys remember that song?
Sure.
You got that ready, Brent? But yeah, there's gonna be, because that Superman franchise is like Warner Brothers needs it. Warner Brothers needs it.
Hmm. Here's a fun story.
All right.
If you get offered Red Hot Chili Peppers tickets for $41 a piece, you scoop them up.
They put on a good show.
Sure. Who doesn't want to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
I've seen them at least 20 times.
British guy named Duncan Robb found the tickets for a show in Ireland at that price, and he bought them as a Christmas gift for his girlfriend. The concert was this past Sunday, and they head out to the show, and it turns out that they had bought tickets for the Red Hot Chili Pipers.
Oh,
it was not tickets for the actual Chili Peppers. They are the self-proclaimed most famous bagpipe band on the planet. They call their style bag rock.
Funny.
And the best part of the story was as they were like, well, let's just go check it out anyway. And here's what it sounds like. This is the Red Hot Chili Pipers, who clearly have a full band behind them.
That is cool.
Something tells me. Remember when I brought my girlfriend to Primus?
Yeah.
And I, 8 songs in, she's like, you good? Oh. Something tells me this, they didn't stay for the whole show.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, he tweeted about the mistake, but he didn't say really what he thought about the band.
I'm guessing she went.
Oh, listen. They're doing AC/DC, Thunder. Is that the name of the song? Thunder.
Yeah.
Thunder. Thunder.
You like Slipknot, right?
I love Slipknot.
Got a little story about Slipknot today.
So much.
What do you think the guys in Slipknot do to get pumped for a concert? Mm-hmm. Burn down an orphanage? Murder cattle? Like, what gets them going?
I don't know.
Rob little old ladies?
They're older now. They probably used to do drugs, but I bet that they,
Sean Crayon. Crayon?
Okay.
That's Sean Crayon.
Clown?
I don't know. I don't know anybody in Slipknot. He says, we listen to Journey before we play.
And he's kidding.
And you can ask the hardest metalhead what they listen to. They'll tell you. The Beatles, Journey, Michael Bolton, whatever.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of a calm before the storm thing. They're actually, I guess they reference Mick Foley. He's one of the most hardcore wrestlers of all time. He used to listen to the Tori Amos song, Winter. Before,
do you know that?
Yeah, sure.
You do?
You do too. It was a hit song.
I don't know it.
Grab a Winter. It's the I get a little warm in my heart when
grab,
I think
she's got
of
the luck
winter. This is it. This one.
No.
When you gonna make up your mind? Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, this was a. We play this on Alice hard.
Whoever said this, though, was kidding. Can't you take a joke?
No. Mick apparently used to listen to the Tori Amos song Winter before going out. And I guess he's the guy who would, like, roll around on nails and barbed wire and fire. Are you familiar with this guy? You're a wrestling guy.
What's his name?
Mick Foley.
Is
his name Mankind?
Yeah, this is the best song.
I don't know.
The look. She's got the look. She's got the look. She's got the look.
What is happening right now?
Yeah, I know Mick Foley, but he did something else besides be Mick Foley.
He listened
to Winter before.
Was he Mankind?
Yeah, he might have been. I mean, I'm looking at his face.
If he pulls a reference to wrestling before you do,
I don't even watch wrestling.
Hang up your wrestling
I only
card.
Know this
All right, I'm going to hang it up. Don't come to me anymore.
Is it him?
I don't know who
I don't,
it is.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just looking at his face. This is after the time I watched wrestling. This guy wasn't. He had a few names. He had Cactus Jack, Dude Love, Jack Foley, Mankind, Mick Foley, and Saint Mick.
Boy, wow. He had a lot of names.
Yeah, but he would come out as different characters all the time.
Oh.
I mean, he looks crazy.
So well, he loved the song Winter by Tori Amos.
We didn't hear any Slipknot in any of this,
no,
though, did we?
No, we didn't hear any Slipknot. He's because they listened to Journey to get and the Beatles to get ready for their big shows. Just quickly, let me see if I can grab one more here. This is too pretty. Get to the ugly part.
Don't. What are you doing?
I'm singing along. I'm just trying to sing along with the song.
Thank you, Brad.
No,
you're welcome.
You want to hear about Nelly or Jerry Seinfeld?
Give me Nelly.
All right. Nelly is under criminal investigation for sexual assault.
I thought this was over.
Nope. It looks like there's another person here.
Man.
Nelly is being, this is in England. This went down December 5th after his performance at the Cliffs Pavilion in Essex. The accuser says she went to take a picture with Nelly, and he said he placed his arm tightly behind her and said, "Can you stay behind and talk to me?" They went to his dressing room with her friends. She says he then asked her to come to a room next door. Once in the room, he dropped his pants, started doing stuff to himself in front of her. She claims he put his hand on top of her head.
I wonder why he did that.
Yeah, I wonder why he did that, too.
Tried kissing her. She tried to bolt from the room, put his right hand on the back of her head and his left hand on her shoulder, forced her head down.
Huh?
Forced her to do something. She ran out of the room as he called her.
Maybe she had bedhead.
See you next
it's
Tuesday.
It's so weird.
He's trying to put her.
His lips are up here. What's he doing that for?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
I can't think of any reason. She said that she didn't go to cops immediately because she didn't think she'd be believed. But then I guess that somebody else came forward and claimed that Nelly raped her on his tour bus. And that's when this lady decided that she needed to come forward as well.
Gross. Well.
So there you go. You picked the Nelly story.
I take it back.
Nope, it's
Seinfeld.
Too late. No, I'll see it. Maybe I'll get to it tomorrow. It's just a story about him and Justin Bieber.
Oh, what'd they do?
They met up on a street somewhere because his daughter was like, "Oh my God, it's Justin Bieber, make him pull over." And then they sat and chatted for a while.
Oh, they did? Oh, that's fun.
Well, I should say, Justin and the daughter chatted for a while. Jerry walked around the car like looking like, oh, because he's in like a Ferrari or something. And
oh,
you know.
Nice.
All he cares about is cars.
Sure.
What's coming up in the news, man?
Thanks for the story.
Sure. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Tuesday. This part of the program is brought to you by Credit Karma. That was Taylor Swift with Ed Sheeran, and Ed is coming back to town at AT&T Park, and we are the Ed Sheeran station, in case there was any question. It's us. So, of course, we have tickets all day. 9, noon, 3, and 5, just a few minutes away from your first chance at Ed Sheeran tickets this morning. About 9:05, we'll do that. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing.
The Radio Alice Report.
Yeah, Jane totally discovered that guy.
Yep. He used to sit in her office and play with Legos.
If you didn't know, that's a Jane production.
He would hang out here. I mean, he must have been here for like extended visits 4 or 5 times before he really had a big hit.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing her down.
Yeah. You should play my song.
Is that him?
I don't know. Is he English or Irish? I can never remember.
He's English, but you know what I remember is him being backstage for the show he did for us, and he's just there alone with his little teeny acoustic guitar and about as humble as anybody you've ever met.
Just quiet and kind of standing there,
right.
Smiling.
Unassuming, like just...
Do-do-do. Go out there and
right.
Play a song. All by myself.
Right.
Just... hold the audience in the palm of my hand.
Right. It's pretty impressive stuff. Anyway. All right. Where was I? Oh, yeah. This Alice Report is brought to you by your mom. Okay.
Thanks.
Here's what's happening. Amazon is going to lay off hundreds in Seattle and elsewhere as, I guess, all of their growth. Somehow, they are finding redundancy.
That is very surprising news. Aren't they about to open up a whole new...
retail business, yeah.
And a new headquarters, and where'd they wind up picking for the headquarters?
I don't remember the announcement.
I feel like there was an announcement.
I feel like it was like one of the Carolinas or something.
Yeah, definitely wasn't on the West Coast.
No. But it was coastal. Maybe it was Atlanta or something.
I almost want to say Atlanta, but...
I don't remember hearing that.
I feel like they, you know, I feel like they just, all they talk about is growth, and now they're laying off a bunch of people. What's up with that?
What's up with that?
Ooh-wee.
The San Francisco Department of Public Health has unanimously endorsed a task force recommendation to open what could become the nation's first legal, safe injection sites aimed at curbing this people spiking their arms right there in public on the sidewalk.
Right, as you're walking to the theater. Boo! I have to watch the junkies inject themselves.
The facilities
provided... will people use this?
Well, I don't think so. But I don't know enough about it. I know that I'd love to see that off the streets.
Sure.
But I don't understand. I think most people who've just purchased illegal drugs.
They just get somewhere, sit down, and go.
Well, they also probably feel like, what am I being set up here?
Right.
You're setting me up? You're going to have me come in here, and then what? You're going to talk to me about my use and how I can get sober when clearly that's not what I want? So we'll see. They say the facilities will be a safe space where people can consume previously obtained drugs such as heroin and fentanyl under the supervision of staff trained to respond in an event of an overdose or other medical emergency. They'll also provide counseling and referrals to other social and health services, which is, I'm thinking, not what people want to hear.
Right.
I'm trying to get high here.
I guess that's when it's at the point where you just are looking for a safe place to just be doped up because, I don't know, it's almost like saying, yeah, I got a drinking problem. I'm going to go drink in this safe space. No, I want to be somewhere partying. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a, I don't know. I don't
know what you mean.
I guess I'm thinking, like, if I'm, I think of when someone's doing drugs as they're like partying, they're having a good time.
Oh no,
like,
these people are they're so far past the point of having a good time.
Clearly.
Like they need it to stay alive or not be sick.
No, they're not partying. Yeah. And I wasn't partying at the end. I sat alone in my house. People know me. I can't go out to some bar and get wrecked.
Right.
I can't be all. And then Uber wasn't around then, so it was like, I'm going to ride my bike up to the bar.
Get pulled over for drunk bike riding on the way home?
Yeah, I mean, I think that when you've gotten to a certain point, you just want to be left alone and do your thing. It's not fun.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. The junkies do not want to, they want to be left alone.
Right.
Going back to the, what were we just talking about? Amazon?
Yeah.
They have finalists for their second headquarters.
Oh, they haven't announced a
city. They have not announced.
I didn't think they did because I would have made a big deal of that.
Yeah. So that was.
So what are the finalists?
Well, Atlanta, Austin, Boston, Chicago, Columbus, Dallas, Denver, Indianapolis, Los Angeles, Miami, Montgomery County, Nashville, Newark, New York, North Virginia, Philly, Pittsburgh, Raleigh, Toronto.
That feels like less of a finalist list than in a
20.
Yeah, that's okay.
We've got a list of 157 new emojis for 2018.
Yeah.
It's been finalized.
Hooray.
If you're into this, there's
more
gonna
things
be
I'll never get through.
Six new yellow faces, including hot face, cold face, and one that's partying.
All right.
I swear to you, all the time I have to go and look up what something means after it's been sent to me.
Oh.
I'm not anti-emoji. It's just some of these. Someone sent me the three stars, and I'm like, what
three stars?
Hell does
what does
the
that
three
mean?
Stars? Well, I had to look it up.
And what do they look like?
And it says it sparkles.
Oh.
But I don't even know what that means. I still was like, okay, so there sparkles. What does that mean?
You're a little sparkly today. You put that mask on. You're a little bit. You got some glinting going on.
Do I?
Does he have glitter on him?
He does. A little glittery.
I do?
Pretty.
Oh, great.
Look at the Alice973 Instagram, everyone.
We put up a Mardi Gras Fat Tuesday picture.
New emojis include men and women's faces with red hair, brown curly hair, and white hair.
Oh, good.
All my ginger friends are so mad that there's no redhead.
Well, now there's going to be a redhead.
It.
That's super.
How many ginger friends do you have?
A lot. I got a lot of ginger friends.
You
ginger,
do?
Ginger I know parties. A lot of Mexicans. I know a lot of Vietnamese.
Yeah, right.
And I know a lot of
gingers. We don't believe that Mexican thing.
Well, it's the truth.
And one Vietnamese doesn't count.
Holy.
And you work with him.
Well, he knows your brother, old Dirty Dong.
There'll be superheroes and supervillains.
Oh.
Legs, feet, a bone and a tooth.
I don't have fingers crossed. Do you have fingers crossed?
Yeah, I have
fingers
crossed.
Is on there.
I don't have that.
Skateboard is finally going to be added. Cupcake, softball. So there you go. A bunch of new emojis for you to not type words. Hey. Who is the one wasting the money in your relationship? You or your significant other?
It's me.
According to a new survey, we're twice as likely to say our significant other is the one who wastes the money.
Oh, we don't think of our own things as being wasteful.
I guess not.
No, I'm the one who makes all the financial mistakes in our family.
Huh.
Remember the kitchen mistake she made?
That was not a mistake. It worked out fine. It was.
What was
once
that?
Once you went with the cheapest people, and John's like, well, I don't think we should do that. And she's like, no, it's fine.
That
and then
wasn't.
They didn't have a kitchen for a year.
That was
please
not
don't
it.
Backtrack. Please
that's
don't backtrack.
Not what.
Please don't backtrack.
We did not go with the cheapest people. We went with a countertop that they assured me was going to be set a certain way, and when it came, it was set a different way. That's all.
And then what happened?
And then I said, just put it in. I need a kitchen. And it's fine. I don't even notice it now.
You
have to look the other way.
Did you argue for a 13% discount?
I did get a discount.
Oh, well, there you go.
I had specifically said how I wanted the edging to be, and it was not that. And I pissed and moaned.
Well, sure.
Good at that. No, but I'm always like, I screwed up over some car lease that we had. I buy things. I'm like, we've got to have that. And then it doesn't work out. And I'm like, I'm too lazy to return it. And so it's just sitting there. And I'm just bad at that stuff. So I always ask John first now. Well, I try to.
Only 13% of people admit they're the one blowing through the cash. So good on you. Mm. Nicely done. They also say here that 1 in 7 people have ended a relationship over money. 1 in 7.
Have you?
Ended a relationship over money? No.
Have you been the bad spender or the good spender?
I am probably the bad spender.
And what about you, Z? You're probably the bad spender. Isn't Johnny V super frugal?
That is correct, Sarah.
So that's weird that, like, and what about you, Brinny?
I feel like I'm the good spender.
Oh, that she's the
waster. Right.
Well, you know.
She is very designer.
She is. I buy things that are purposeful. Yeah, I got cars, but they take me places.
You have a lot of cars.
I don't have a nice car, but I do have probably 10 surfboards. And I don't have, I can barely play guitar, and I got a couple of those, too. And that's probably one where I'm sure anyone would go, you bought more than one of those and that's how you play?
Those are your passions. Those are things that motivate you to continue with your passions.
How about your jeans? It seems like you buy a lot of jeans.
Yeah. I don't buy a lot of jeans, I will buy certain denim. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the clothes thing. That happens a lot. But I'm here's like, that's great, and I never wear it.
Here's how I sort of deal with that is I will buy her nice stuff too, and then she'll be like, how am I supposed to say anything now? I just got something really nice. Shoot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a pretty good strategy.
Here's an inexpensive pair of shoes. Zip it. You like that?
It would make me feel like, I don't know. I would feel like really super torn if John did that. You know, like if I was mad that he'd spend all this money on clothes, but then he gave me something, I'd be like, I feel like you're trying to buy me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, certainly silence you, yeah. Here's an incredible pair of shoes that you totally want.
I mean, we can't even afford the stuff you bought.
No, that's the thing. We can afford it, first of all. And second of all, the thing is we can return both these things or we can keep both these things. What you want to do? What are you going to do?
Just to
prove a point.
You? Yeah, I'm going to return them both, buddy.
You don't need that. You have 50 pairs of jeans.
And then I'll sneak mine.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm kidding. I'll put my shoes on when you're not there.
Walk around, look at them in the mirror.
Yeah.
You ever think about, like, when you go into a shoe store, they always have those floor mirrors set up that show you the shoes and how they look as you're walking around, you know?
Sure.
The little mirrors. Like, that would be a fun thing to have at your house. You know, you don't ever really get to look at your shoes.
Yeah. I love mirrors.
You don't have a full-length mirror in your house?
I don't.
You don't?
No.
Well, she doesn't. That's a whole thing. I have one, but it's in the closet, and there's all kinds of crap piled at the bottom of it, boxes and stuff, so I can never see the whole length.
Uh-huh.
It's like kind of, you know, like mid-thigh up. At least I have to mid-thigh.
Yeah. I have to my butt, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, don't you just stand on the toilet then so that you can
see? It's not near the toilet, and I wouldn't stand
on the
toilet.
No, I mean in
anyway.
Another room. Don't you have a toilet that has a mirror across from it?
You know, I do, but it's a very small mirror. It's just like a little medicine cabinet. But yeah, I don't have. Whatever, though. I just think that would be kind of neat. Like, you'd put that just anywhere in your house, and then you'd walk by and go, oh, look at my cute kicks.
I've definitely stood on a toilet to see the shoes and how they look.
Yeah. It's important.
Well, you want to know.
Yep.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts.
Reno, Nevada is actually west of L.A. because of the way California curves.
Is that so? I'm very surprised by that.
How do you like that?
I like it.
I've definitely taken pictures in the morning while the sun is rising over the ocean,
uh-huh.
and people will comment on my Instagrams like, what are you, high?
Yeah.
Sun doesn't come up over the ocean. Well, the coast isn't straight.
Yeah. And actually, right, so
curves.
Where you are, it's
yeah,
kind of looped
there's
around.
There's a curve, believe
me. I think
me.
I was one of the people who said that to you. I'm
I
like,
know
what
time it is.
What is happening?
I know exactly where I am. Yes, the sun is rising over the ocean. We're not a straight line.
It's true. It's about 20 miles west.
How incredible.
Richard Gere went to the University of Massachusetts Amherst for free on a gymnastics scholarship.
Really? Oh.
He majored in philosophy, but dropped out after 2 years to pursue acting full time.
Mm. It's a party school.
You could say it's worked out, except for that last movie he did, which was such garbage, and I wasted so... I kept
what
waiting
movie?
For something to happen. What was that movie where he plays like the guy with trying to connect people? Do you see that?
He's a matchmaker?
No. What year did it come out?
I don't know, but man, I watched that thing and kept thinking, this has to get good, right? It has to. And it was just, I had finally had to turn it off. It was just too.
I'm What's his even... last name?
Gere.
Richard.
G-E-R-E.
Oh, every culture has a Norman.
Norman.
He plays a fixer.
And it's Norman. That's
oh,
it.
Oh, okay.
That's the name of it?
Yeah.
Norman?
It's garbage.
Richard Gere hasn't done a good movie in a long time.
William Shakespeare's wife was named Anne Hathaway.
Oh, imagine that.
Is that her real name?
Whose real name?
Anne Hathaway.
The new Anne Hathaway? Mm-hmm. Is that really
know.
Her name?
Maybe
or did she just
named
come up with?
Hathaway's herself.
A great last name. Sounds so.
Yeah, that's her real name.
What?
Anne Hathaway. Boo! The Princess Diaries.
Our text number is
800-400-3697.
Mick Foley was Mankind, Dude Love, and Cactus Jack in wrestling. Sarah and Vinny, check out his daughter. She's hot.
Yeah, I looked her up. She is hot.
She is?
Yeah.
My hubby is a wrestling fan and an avid book reader. He says Mick Foley's autobiography is entertaining. Mm. It's a good read. And I believe the Tori Amos story is probably true.
Mm.
All right.
I'll go for it. I don't, you know, why would anyone make that up?
George Foreman said he used to listen to ABBA before his fights.
Oh, well, who doesn't want to listen to ABBA? Jesus, I'll listen to ABBA just because they're ABBA.
You like them.
Do you not like ABBA?
I bought their best of.
Oh, they're great.
It's funny, we put a little music mix together as we had some friends over, but you have to remember there are kids around, so a lot of the stuff we wanted to play, we couldn't.
Mm.
So ABBA got played because
you can
play ABBA.
You can have in the time of your life. Ooh.
You can't play The Chronic, though.
She is the dancing queen.
You know that album.
My favorite
Snoop Dogg?
No, that's Dre.
Take a chance.
Well,
Snoop
Dogg is on it. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, that one's no good for the family
party. No.
2001. Is that what it was?
There's two of them. There's The Chronic, and then 2001's the second one. And supposedly there's a third one that never got released. What is it with you guys? I'd pay a premium for Jennifer Aniston's couch on which she sat naked.
Oh, there's no guarantee of that.
And I'd pay a crazy premium for Baby Spice's gold underwear.
Oh, boy. This person is a collector.
I guess. Or they just like the smell of female on stuff?
Oh.
Is that what they're after?
That is a lot of ass crack acquisition.
Oh.
Her best work.
Yeah.
Right there.
That is a great movie.
Absolutely.
All right, it's 8:55. A quick break. We'll be back with the rest of the text. Oh, and your chance to win adjourn tickets.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.